Be teaching something called the power of submission. Say the power of submission. Say it again. Say the power of submission. First of all, I would like to say this. We have so many people who are Christians, but they're in a huge situation, which I call lack of spiritual fathership or parenthood. If you have seen children, not people who are grown up like you, but the children who have lost their father and their mother, or they have no parents, they are horrible children. Their situation, if they have been kept by somebody who is not their parent, even if he is shouting at them the way they can shout at their own children, these children feel like they are being persecuted. These children feel like everybody hates them. They feel ignored. They feel rejected. When a parent is sending someone in the house who is not them, do this, do this, do this, they feel not loved. They feel like they're not sending us. They love this one. They are sending a lot of work to this one. Their own child. They are not sending us because they don't love us. When again the parent changes the idea and tells them, do this, do this, do this. This is like, you see now? Everything is on us. In short, people without talents in the physical realm, they go through a lot of mental depression. There are times whereby they want just somebody to encourage them. Sometimes they feel lonely because they want just to hear someone telling them who is a father that it shall be well with them. The same applies in the spiritual realm. The Bible talks of spiritual fathership. I heard somebody saying, the Bible says, do not have many fathers on earth, have one father in heaven. That's exactly true. We all have one father who lives in heaven. Yes. But that father, we may not see him with our physical eyes. He may father us through someone else. Yes. That's why that someone else we call spiritual father. Because God is fathering us through him. So we have people who they don't know these mysteries, and they oppose what is not supposed to be opposed because of ignorance. Hear this. As I said before, spiritual things are spiritual. The reason why Christians today, they are failing to move with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, It is because of a problem of impartation. If I carry the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it is very possible for me to take the anointing and impart in somebody else. For example, when I pray for the oil, which everybody here was testifying of, when I pray for that oil, it is taken to different places because there's a prayer of somebody who is anointed. The oil also becomes anointed. This is why cancer is getting out. Diseases and all manner of sicknesses are leaving, and all manner of problems are leaving. Why? Because the oil can carry the presence of the Holy Spirit, which is upon the man who prayed for the oil. But that's not my main preaching today. My message to you is this. If you are in church like this, if your own oil in your pocket can carry the anointing which I have, then you must reach a level where you must also say, I must also carry the anointing. You are better than a bottle of oil. You breathe, you see, you see. You are a person who must carry the anointing. Oh, I'm talking to people. Submission. The day that you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, or the day that God connected you to the anointing, the day that God introduced you to somebody, to a man of God, who you call your spiritual father, that particular day, God declared, I'll bless you through your father. Let me tell you something. In Israel, God never blessed anyone without involving their fathers. He always said, I am God of your fathers. I am God of your father Abraham. I am God of your father Jacob. I am God of your father Isaac. Are you here? Tell me about the power of submission. Now, the problem which we have is Christians that don't know what is submission. To some, they think submission is worship. To some, think that. I heard someone was like, why was a person kneeling when he saw you? I said, are you a pastor? I said, I'm a pastor. And, you know, I was wondering if people were kneeling to you. I was like, pastor, do you read your Bible, pastor? Do you know? When men met Elijah, they did not kneel down. In fact, they were lying on the floor. I said, a person just knelt down for major one. These ones were going on their floor with their stomach. You, when I see God in a place, if God told Elijah, Moses, take off your shoe to a bush. I said, my friend, God is speaking in a bush, and a man is told to take off his shoes. And God is speaking in a man, in a major one. And the person knows that is a problem. Are you a pastor? If you cannot understand God knowing, if God can value the bush that you can't stand it, Moses, take off your shoes. The place you're standing is holy. Yet God is speaking through a bush. I told the pastor, you have to go back to school and learn. Ministry, isn't it me? People think submission is worship. Some think submission is to be inferior. That's not submission. I want to teach you for a few minutes and say about how you are missing your miracles. Because people think they submit when they are not. I told you last week, John called Jesus and he said, this is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. John admitted that Jesus was God. And at some point in time, John also confessed. He said, may he increase as I decrease. John had a confession of who Jesus Christ was. But ladies and gentlemen, John never a day did we read in the Bible that he submitted to Jesus. Never we read in the Bible that John went to see Jesus. Never. This is why he was killed. His head was cut off because of lack of what? Submission. Lack of submission. His head was cut off. Yet the Bible says he was supposed to come in the spirit of Elijah, meaning to say he was actually even to leave this world the way Elijah lived the whole world. He was supposed to go on a chariot of fire, but he went by being beheaded. Why? Because of lack of submission. There are problems, my friend, you face in life because of lack of submission. There are things you face in life because you don't want to submit. You don't want to have a man of God who you can submit. And the problem which you have in the church is spiritual prostitution, where people submit to six men of God at once. It doesn't go like that. Someone told me, he said, Papa, I said, me? He said, yes. I said, oh, okay, yes. Pray for me. I prayed for him. But I knew that he was lying. A woman or a man with a lot of men of God, who he calls them the spiritual parents, is a spiritual prostitute. And a person without spiritual parents is a spiritual street kid.
The street kid.
Hear me.
Yes, Papa.
We are not a church that we just preach what we are not. I have a spiritual father. All of you, you know who my spiritual father is. I have a man who says, shut up. I have a man who says, you are wrong. I have a man who tells me to say, go into prayer. I have a man who tells me that what you're doing is useless. If you're a man of God and you have got no one to tell you that, you are in danger. Are you hearing me, somebody?
Yes.
I asked a question. If you know a tax shop, do you know a tax shop?
Yes.
A tax shop does not need an accountant. But a shopping mall needs an accountant. If your mission is small, like a tax shop, you don't need a spiritual father. But if your mission is big, then you need an accountant. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, verse 17. Are you there? We'll read together. One, three, go, read. Or as they must give account. Obey them that have the rule over you. Obey them. Those with a rule over you. And submit yourselves. Submit. This is not me talking. This is the word of the Lord. Submit yourselves to those having the rule over you. For they watch over your souls. This is the Bible telling you. It's not God watching your souls. The people that God has put to be over you, they are the ones who watches over your souls. As a they that must give account, I just told you, an accountant, account. A man of God who watches over you is an accountant of your life. And on the last day, he will give an account how he took care of you. Are you there?
Yes, Papa.
The Bible says, obey them. Go back to the scripture. Go by the scripture. It says what? Do you know the meaning of obey? Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. The word submit yourselves is ho peiko in Greek. H-O-P-E-I-K-O. Ho peiko. Which means to live under someone with a willing heart and do what you are being instructed to. That's submission. And I ask you a simple question. I say to you, how many here that know Muslims? Ever heard a word Muslim in your life? Wave your hand. Ever heard a Muslim? Can I see your hand up? Wave up your hand. Well, if you didn't hear, there's a name called the Muslims. Muslims, by far, they beat Christians. Muslims, when they are told that everybody must go to Mecca, or everyone must wear like this, that's how they wear the whole world. They submit to their religion. You attack their prophet, my friend, they will kill you, and they will kill themselves. Attacking their prophet. But Christians, even if you attack Jesus, who cares? Even if you attack a man of God, there will actually be Christians attacking fellow Christians who are men of God. And they will enjoy it. But my friend, if you attack a Hindu and you're in India, before you arrive home, your house is burning in fire. Why? They submit to their religion. And no one is opposing that. No any Christian is opposing that. But the day that you will submit to a man of God who is a fellow Christian, they will oppose you. We have a lot of religion on earth that people must oppose. They will never oppose until they see you here. They'll be like, but why? You ask them, all these religions, all Muslims, and you decide to oppose me because I go to ECGY. They won't give you the reason why, because they've been used by the devil. The evil one is in them. They'll even quote scriptures. But anyway, it was there even in Israel. People who were against Jesus Christ were church elders, bishops. They're the ones who said, who is this young boy? Kill him. He was killed not by criminals. He was killed by the clergy. He was killed by men of God. They sat down and killed Jesus. Because to them, what he was doing was not godly. Until today, we're going to have people who oppose us, and there'll be men of God and women of God. Because according to them, what we're doing is not godly. But who cares? Whether in a good report or bad report, Jesus is being preached. Are you there? Hopeiko, which means to serve under someone willfully with joy. You are willing with joy. The Bible says, submit yourselves and obey them, those with the rule over you. Now the simple question is, in my life, who is over me? Who has the rule over my life? Ask yourself that question. Ask your neighbor, do you have a man in your life? Spiritually. Who has a rule over your life that you must obey? Ask them, who is this? Tell them that the major one does not know you. I don't know you. Hear this. I knew my spiritual father in 2004. And I had not met him. I had not met him. And one of my sons also, in the same year, emailed him in 2004. And I was being fathered from a distance. I didn't know him from 2004. I first met him physically in 2012. How many years? I didn't meet him. I didn't even sit physically. I didn't. But I was being fathered from a distance. Now, watch this statement very careful. People who don't submit, people who don't have a spiritual father, they are people who are lost. I may not meet you physically like this, but as long as you know that that's my father, the Bible says you have the ability to obey the command of rule. Say the command of rule. The most rebellious people on earth are Christians. In the military, when a soldier says shoot, you don't say why. The day you say why, the commander will tell you again, open fire. You're asking the commander why. He asks you again, open fire. You are, but I get it, why? He says, assault. You look at the commander and say, ah, you, me, I can't do this. The next gun will be on you. You will be shot by your fellow soldiers. In the military, a soldier can be told, stand there. You will stand there. And they will walk away. They must find you. But in the Christian world, they say, wait for me there, wait for me there. They'll be like, yo. Hey, this man of God. Hey. Yeah. There is no obedience, no submission. In the military, soldiers are taken by their leaders in a car. They don't know where they're going. Drive them off. Stop somewhere 30 kilometers away. Jump out. Don't jump out. You will walk from here to the camp. Am I lying? Those of you who know what happens in the military. Soldiers, they walk like this. Without murmuring. They'll be singing. Walking while they're singing. Even running. They'll reach the camp. They won't resign. But the day that I will tell you, let's walk. Leave your cars here. Let's walk. Including with me, myself. Let's walk together. Those bosses, they drive. They go. But if I would say, let's walk together 30 kilometers, we're going to have like 80% resigning. I'm no longer a member of this church. In the church, the body of Christ, we have the most rebellious people. Jesus is crying, where are my people? The reason is because these people, they have been not taught the power of submission. They think they can just make a decision today. He's no longer my father. They can choose another person. They don't know that fathership is a connection. God makes you to love a man of God. He gives you a heart to love him. And when he gives you a heart to love him, he gives you the ability to submit under him. It's not something you just make up a choice. Why there is rebellion today? It is because Christians are not taught how to submit. I don't know what you're connecting to. Whether to rebellion or to submission. Let's look at six benefits that people receive when they submit under men of God. Says six benefits. Tell your neighbor, you need a spiritual father. Tell your neighbor, you need a spiritual parent who can father you the ways of God. You may not even meet your father. But the fact that he's your father, every instruction from his mouth, it speaks volumes. Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? If your father tells you, I need you this holiday home, and a friend tells you, I need you this holiday home, whose voice speaks more volumes? This is why you need a spiritual father. Because a word of your spiritual father, it is more powerful than a word of a mere man in the street. I'm talking to right people, eh? Yes. Do you know the story of a prodigal son? How many here know the prodigal son? There were two children, and one was given all the benefits. And he left home. When he left home, there was one son sitting in the house. But amazingly, the Bible says, the father, every day, he was going on the road to check if his son was coming back. But the son said what? He's going for good. But yet the father kept on missing him. The question is, what about me, the one I'm at the house? My father, tell me the truth. Why are you going on the road to look for my brother who left? Yet me, I stayed with you. Why don't you also miss me the way you miss this brother? Every day the father was going on the road to check if the child who left with all the money is coming back. And the father was not interested with the child who was in the house. There was something in that child which the father was missing. That was not in the child who was in the house. Oh, are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me, somebody? One time I was preaching in 2008. I was preaching and I had some of my sons. I had left them. And this happens even until today. I had left them. I didn't take them to where I was preaching. Now I'm preaching there. And these other sons of mine who I went with there, they were sitting as directors and executives. When miracles were happening, instead of them working with me around, oh, father, dad, this one was sick, is healed, this one, they were just sitting there as directors or executives or something. I began to miss sons who I left at home. I was like, oh my God. What is this? You may be close to me the way you are like this. Yet I may not miss you at all. I may miss a son who is far away. The way you're clapping hands. I have had so many sons. I have got a lot of sons around me. The other sons, when I'm with them, it's like it's good as if I'm alone. I will still miss one son or two sons who are far away. Oh, are you here or you're home or something? Tell your neighbor, are you healing or you are? When you are close like this, you are close like this. All of you like this. Yet I may not even miss you at all. I may miss somebody who is actually sitting in a whole sea or whole air. Oh, I miss those ones. I miss them. I miss you there. I miss you. Whole air. Miracle tent. You may be in the main hall and I may not miss you.
We love you. We love you, Papa.
I am wondering, the father is looking for a son. And now I find it. What the father was missing in this son. Despite the son went out, despite the son left the father, but wherever the son went, he never spoke bad of his father. That's why the father was missing the son. Guess what the son? The son spoke only good things of his father. He kept on saying, in my father's house, there is much food, plenty, even in my... He kept on talking the testimonies in his father's house. But today, if you have a son who will leave you, the next thing you'll be hearing is he's attacking you. Prodigal son. And I don't even know who is the prodigal son between the one who was in the house or the one who left. Are you here?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, submission. It is not just to follow. It is to do something with joy. All right, now go back to Hebrews 13, verse 17. The Bible talks of the power of submission. It says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch. The day you will know that your spiritual fathers or your spiritual parents, they watch over your souls. For they watch over your souls. For your souls. As they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. Meaning to say, the day that I work, the day I'm having grief, the Bible says that is not profitable. The day I, as a spiritual father, or a spiritual father, has got grief, the Bible says that is not profitable to you. Not to him, but to you. Make sure that your father has got no grief. Oh, I'm talking to people, right? But this teaching is going to get worse in 2 minutes. Six benefits. The first benefit of submitting to a spiritual father, as one may be asking, arguing, oh me, I have only one father in heaven. All of us have one father in heaven. All of us who have got only one father in heaven.